Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now would like to introduce to you the Bay Area's premier number one reporter.
Oh, I NBC. Thought you were the number one reporter.
I'm being generous right now.
You're like the anchor in this scenario, right?
This is me being humble and trying to...
My bad. Okay, we'll fix this in
post.
God,
Sarah.
Sorry. Try again.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me please introduce to you the Bay Area's premier reporter, the number one reporter, NBC Bay Area's Scott Budman. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you. Hey, guys.
Scott Budman, the person, not the dog.
You're welcome. Happy to... say. Listen, hey. I want to begin with, I know that you travel the Bay Area, and I know you also just came back from a fact-finding mission on the East Coast. I wonder if anyone that you've come across is feeling the way I am with AI, as these stories are now crossing my desk every day.
Every day.
And I don't know where I was the day we voted to release this Kraken. But I missed that vote, and I am truly, I hear it from every, like the people I'm surrounded by and more have this thought process that is, well, we're screwed. And it feels
but I'm using it.
I'm utterly impotent. I just go, what? Okay, I didn't have a say in this thing coming into my life. And as it expands its tentacles, I find myself going, we have no say in this. Am I the only one, Scott, or is this something, a feeling that you've come across?
This is great, and all your points are right, and I think that a lot of people are feeling that way. AI, if you think about it, has been around for generations in little forms. There have been movies made about computers and machines, you know, your RoboCops taking over, and just the idea that we are a weaker species if we build up all these computers. And the concern now that it's become an actual money-generating, job-creating, and yet, you know, job-destroying thing at the same time. And in other words, it's part of our lives, not just part of our sort of movies or fantasy books or whatever. The concern is that it will take our jobs. The concern is that it will make us dumber. It's all correct, everything you say. I mean, there's so much money in this right now that we are kind of powerless to stop where it's going until and unless people stop using it, businesses stop using it, and then all these companies and venture investors that are putting so much money, and we're talking trillions of dollars here into AI, start to lose money, and then they'll go find something else. But you're right, everybody is feeling this way at all ages. Very kind of you to call my vacation a fact-finding mission, but I was also visiting our daughter at college, and, you know, you hang out with 20, 21-year-olds, and I have to ask, how do you guys feel about AI in the classroom, in the lab, in your lives, on your phones? And they kind of feel this way, too, like, hey, it was neat to ask ChatGPT something, and it's neat to have, you know, somebody talk to me and give me advice, but I'm about to get out into the real world and try to get a job, and I'm worried all the jobs will be taken. And it's really sobering to hear somebody that young and smart say that, but it is really very widespread, Vinny, these concerns that you say. Absolutely.
Well, and I to stay on this for one more second before we get into all the great new AI stuff that's coming out, because that's, you know, part of the story here. But I do feel like here's someone who, you know, maybe if the timing wasn't right, or maybe they just didn't see the warning signs, but someone who went to school for, I don't know, coding, you know, right. What do they call that, computer science, and they find themselves out in the workforce, and a mere 5-7 years later, these companies are now saying, we don't need you to do that anymore because the computer will do it itself. And suddenly you're like,
But
I'm supposed to be one of the most highly sought talents in the country, and now I'm turned out. What?
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of warning signs were there and if people should have picked up on it, but it is one of those AI situations where even the people in the computer business have to find themselves going, ah, crap.
What have we done?
Right. And it is kind of a what have we done? You know, there are schools, universities that have AI majors now. It's that pervasive. And yet some of the jobs that are being lost are in coding, like you say, because AI can do it. Even AI jobs are being lost. People that come out to program, Salesforce famously laid off a few thousand people saying, hey, the AI is so efficient, we don't need to hire people anymore, you know, for these AI bots. Meta, just this morning, and there have been very few companies spending as much on AI as Meta, just this morning saying it will lay off 600 employees. Where? In its AI unit. And those are actual people because they're trying to get nimble and see if AI can do the work itself. So you're right, to an extent, even when you focus on the hot technology, sometimes that technology gets so efficient that all those people that you hired are no longer necessary. So there's really nowhere to hide right now. We all like to tell ourselves, well, my job is, you know, it's something that humans need to do, but who knows? And a lot of that still has to be shaken out. But also, we still need these companies to prove that AI can make a living, can make money, can pay back these investors. And I don't think we've seen that yet. So I don't think AI will take over the whole world, at least not yet. But it is concerning, especially to hear young people say, gosh, I've got this computer science degree, or I can code, or I can even do AI. And some of those jobs are being chopped because the computers themselves are just getting so efficient.
They're like, we got this. We don't. Thank you. Thanks for the setup.
You know, to be in your 50s and you've launched your career, you've lived your life. You're, you know, now I can see someone getting caught, I guess, with your hand in the cookie jar, just living your life and going, oh, my God, this thing's coming for my job. But to be in your 20s and to be saying I'm screwed, and you've only just finished your school and you're starting your career and already be turned out for the AI, it's pretty scary. So, and again, the whole, I realize this isn't the story and we're about to get to them, but I just, that feeling like I didn't have a say in this.
Right.
It's just happening. We're talking to Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area, and we'll now get to the stories about AI.
Hey, that was a big story about AI. It's taking your jobs.
AI companies are now opening up to erotic content online. Oh, I guess
that's
it's not
hot.
Even like, so this is ChatGPT, right? That is now gonna be, they'll take the sort of,
it's bringing sexy back.
Is it?
Isn't it?
What's happening with that, Scott?
Yeah, this is an interesting thing that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, said, talking about, ironically, how to age gate and make sure that children don't get in trouble with some of these bots that are doing suggestive things. And he said, hey, but when it comes to adults, we're going to allow them a little more freedom on ChatGPT and these kind of things, including erotica, which is just not something you usually hear a CEO talking about, even with technology. But now that Pandora's box has been opened, people are talking about ChatGPT with more erotic content. XAI, which is owned by Elon Musk, has already been down that road with some of its AI companions, you know, doing what they call sexy talk and spicy mode and things like that. And you wonder where this goes, both in the back and forth between us and the chatbots, but even with some of the new video generators, you talk about Sora, the image generator, which eerily looks like human beings doing things to the point where, you know, we're all vulnerable to deep fakes. But this could get into the R-rated or even X-rated content, which, by the way, has always been around when it comes to technology. You know, if you think back to the VHS days, virtual reality, even social media, it's always sort of been at the forefront, and now it's coming to AI.
Say that sex drives technological innovation. Like, it's in the end, it's all for fun.
Well, I would also say in that respect that yes, there were even phone lines where you could get sexy talk, sure. And it might even have
I'm
been
sure
a real
are.
It was a real person or whatever, but it was. So I don't want to make the main point that is we're further isolating ourselves when in reality we've always had that, you know, far off voice, you know, helping us get where we need to go. That's not brand new, but OpenAI not only is taking the gates, I guess you could say, off of the naughty talk, but they're also now going into a web browsing sort of direct competition with Google. And I don't think we've seen that in a
real way.
Is there a possibility? Let me see it here. OpenAI, ChatGPT, they already have 800 million users. Now, I don't know what Google has, but is there a chance that they can get sort of a foothold or a piece of the browsing business from Google, which is without question the king browser?
Right.
I think the short answer is yes, they can. You know, a lot of people have talked about, because ChatGPT is so effective at answering your questions and finding out what you need and directing you to that restaurant, you know, you can just ask your phone, hey, I've got these ingredients in the refrigerator, what should I make? It's talking about how we don't really need the search engine as much anymore. That's a big concern to Google investors and to that company. And it's sort of taking over some of the browser needs. When you can just say, hey, book this flight and then get that hotel, ChatGPT or Siri or whatever, it really makes the interaction that we have with the entire internet a much simpler thing, potentially.
Yeah.
And there are obviously risks here. Businesses might be left out that previously you would find on the web, just like there are risks with erotic content. I mean, are we getting it into the hands of non-adults, of young people? We've already seen young people interact with bots in inappropriate and sometimes very dangerous ways. The idea of an AI-powered web browser, like you say, this has kind of been around for a while. The web browser finds what we want. It assumes that we're going to want this next if we looked up that. It's why every time you so much as have, it seems, a conversation about something like fitness, you're getting ads for rowing machines on your phone and that sort of thing.
Right.
It also leads to how we get advertising. So AI has been in the game for a long time, and it sort of makes sense that OpenAI would release its own browser. The only question is, do we really need a browser, period, not to mention another browser? But competition, I'd say, is always good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. There just isn't enough time for us to get through this segment without feeling completely full. So you're going to leave us a little hungry. But on your way out, I just wanted to touch this. Meta also, as you said, mentioned Meta and their job cuts. Meta is also releasing new AI glasses. Can you talk about that for a minute before we tap out?
Yeah, I've been able to try those. And that's really interesting. You know, we've talked earlier about, say, the Apple Vision Pro and the big clunky Oculus glasses that you wear on your head. And they feel a little strange in terms of, are humans meant to really wear something like, you know, ski goggles on steroids around for our entertainment? That said, what they jack you into is another world, and it's pretty incredible. Meta is trying to do that, and some other companies with regular glasses. They're Ray-Bans, you know, those kind of things. And yet, at the same time, you can talk to them because they are AI-powered, and they even come with things like ChatGPT and Meta's version of that. And so you would say, hey, show me the price of this house, and it would look it up on the internet, or give me a recipe for something, or hey, can you take a photo of this? And so you're having almost a dialogue with your smart glasses in the way that you would with your smartphone. And it's much easier and looks less geekier because you've got Ray-Bans on instead of a giant clunky, you know, Vision Pro type thing or Oculus thing. And so this is also far less expensive. They start around $300, they go to about $500, $800 and on up. But it is a way in if you want something smart other than your phone. It's not as powerful as your phone, but it does some of those things in a less, I don't know, intrusive, geeky style than, say, the Google Glasses of the past. So we'll see if it catches on. But again, it's much less, hey, that person is doing something with the device, as opposed to that person is, you know, talking to himself, but he's got Ray-Bans on.
Right, he's cool, though, because he's got Ray-Bans on.
Well, and even with all the reservations that I'm putting out into the airwaves, there you are putting them on going, wow, this is pretty cool.
Right.
This isn't bad. I kind of like it, right? I mean, you tried it and you liked it, didn't you?
Yeah. It's one of those things where, and this is what I felt about the bigger ones, the Vision Pros, the Oculus. After a while, I found that I wasn't reaching for it as much just because I like seeing things, you know, in the real world.
What?
And yet, well, if people are going to pursue this, I think this is an easier, less intrusive form factor because, again, it's just like you're wearing sunglasses and you can do a bunch of things. You can have your phone calls. You can listen to your music. It's all piped in. And it does a really good job for what it does. I just don't know if it's going to replace the phone, but you never know. There's always this, what can we have in our lives?
I love my watch. I love my watch. Scott Budman, thank you so much. NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman
Thanks, Scott.
We'll have you back soon because there just wasn't enough time. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Will do.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.